brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Monday, the 17th day of October 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours, and my producer's gone absolutely crazy today. We have five guests coming up, and we'll even squeeze some phone calls in coming up in about 30 minutes. Jeff Norman, Executive Director of U.S. Tour of Duty, former CIA analyst Ray McGovern, and Gold Star mom who lost her son in Iraq, Nadia McCafferty. And then coming up in the middle of the broadcast in an hour and a half, Nate Blakeslee, former editor of the Texas Observer. He broke the Tulia story for the Observer in 2000. His new book, Tulia, Race, Cocaine, and Corruption in a Small Texas Town. We'll be telling you the latest developments on Tulia and his new book, with an inside view of it. This is where they would just randomly, literally come in and just swoop up whole streets of black people and drag them off, be put in private prisons building widgets. No drugs found, no nothing. This is your loving government, and this can happen nationwide to everyone. And then at 1 o'clock, Vicky Karp, voting activist with the Coalition for Visible Balance. You know, I had a chance a few weeks ago to hear a speech Vicky had given locally on the radio. It was aired, the entire speech. And the way she just systematically went through the admitted fraud with these electronic, touchscreen, no-record voting machines, and even the optical scan systems are fed through these systems, through these machines. And I thought, you know, we haven't talked enough about election fraud and the system that's being put in place since 2004, the end of the last election. It's time to bring some of the great folks on that are fighting this. So Vicky Karp will be joining us in the third hour for much of the third hour. Senior military torture investigator has been found dead. Ah, investigating all of the torture. Well, you had a bad day, didn't you? Also, how is Karl Rove dealing with the open discussions of his impending indictment? Well, the latest information is that Rove is out threatening judges, you name it. Washington insider Rove threatens indictment of judge with consequences. Threatens indictment judge with, quote, consequences. And Time Magazine talks about Rove's contingency plan. The president's advisor may step aside if indicted in the Valerie Plame case. Oh, boy. And again, George Bush is just a puppet. So if the globalists do decide to remove Bush, the party just continues on. But now we have to learn the names of all the new players who are the new front men. They did the exact same thing with Nixon and many others. Wilma ties Atlantic hurricane season record. The 05 Atlantic hurricane season record tied a 72-year-old record for the busiest ever with the formation of tropical storm Wilma today. We'll tell you about that as well, what Wilma is threatening. Rape up while murder's down. So there's the good and the bad. Rape up while murder's down in 04. And Chinese spacecraft is back to Earth, and they are welcomed as heroes. Meanwhile, Matt Drudge is saying it's fake and that he could do a better job with Photoshop. Well, we know you have before, Drudge, so certainly you're an expert in these type of things, so we'll take your word on that, and we'll go over what he's saying with that report. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com right now. Iraqi civilians killed in U.S. bombing. We'll also talk about a lot of new surveillance technologies coming out. It's all coming up on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. 8 minutes, 30 seconds from now to the second segment of this Monday edition, the 17th day of October, 05. A lot of big guests coming up today. We'll be documenting the electronic voting machine fraud being put in place nationwide. I mean, if you were powerful politicians and their private corporate handlers and owners, wouldn't you want to seize control of the voting systems and have absolute power? Well, the evidence is conclusive. They would, and they have. We'll also talk about the latest corruption involving Lord Cheney and Lord Bush and these ongoing indictment rumblings. And we've got former chief CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan, as well as George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern coming up, as well as the mother of a dead vet who's criticizing Lord Bush. She's also part of Gold Star Veterans. And, you know, that's all been hyped and made political. But regardless, this war is a fraud and needs to end. And really, nobody who's rubbing two brain cells together, who's got two brain cells to rub together, can deny that. But look at this news. Indonesia's president accuses Western Intel of being behind the Bali bombings. Now, we have a giant section on InfoWars.com and on PrisonPlanet.com about the Bali bombings, on the eve of the invasion of Iraq, extremely unpopular with the British and Australian people, and then a nightclub full of Brits and Aussies gets bombed. There are bombings of hotels. The FBI is in the hotel minutes before but pulls out. Witnesses test and see Westerners involved with the planting of the bombs. They test the bombs. Some of the detritus of the bombs, some of what the bombs had left behind. And, lo and behold, it was a type used by the U.S. military. And, of course, we've caught the British military running around dressed up like Arabs, shooting people with bombs and carrying out bombings. And we've caught the Israelis doing it, and it's been in all the big Israeli papers. So to even try to wade into this discussion takes hours, and we've done many broadcasts on it, and I do have an upcoming film that gets into these other cases of terrorism that were government-sponsored. But just interesting to see this article. Indonesian president accuses Western intel of being behind Bali bombings. An extraordinary documentary produced by Australian Public Television, Inside Indonesia's War on Terrorism, will be rebroadcast this evening, that means right now. In the program, which first aired on October 12th, the blind former president of Indonesia, reportedly more trusted than any other official in the country, told SBS TV Dateline Australia's state-run public TV that the horrendous Bali bombing, which killed more than 200 Indonesians, was planned and carried out by Indonesian police or military personnel at the behest of Western powers. Well, the Indonesian government admits that in the 60s and 70s and 80s, they carried out bombings all over the country and blamed it on their enemies. I mean, that's mainstream news right there. It's like Kermit Roosevelt, 30-something years after he carried out bombings and sniper attacks with thousands of hired thugs in 1953 in Iran. In the mid-80s, he goes on and does an NPR interview, which I've heard, in which they re-aired segments of just a couple years ago on NPR, where he brags about carrying out terror attacks to blame it on Mossadegh. Again, for those that are tuning in for the first time, do you understand, this is not our opinion, 20, 30, 40 years after the fact, our government admits they've carried out terror attacks to blame it on their enemies in Europe. The Israelis admit they've done it. The British constantly do it. The Indonesians do it. The Italians do it. The Russians do it over and over again and have been caught red-handed. But in many of these cases, they don't even try to hide it now. They go on radio, like Kermit Roosevelt did, and just brag about it. He's proud of blowing up mosques and blaming it on people. It's amazing. But so now he's basically coming out and saying this. And by the way, about a year ago, I had seen reports where he was saying this in Indonesian papers. It's just now getting a little bit of traction because it's been in a major British Australian news report. Now, again, this is my frustration. This is why I go into overdrive so often. This is why I start frothing at the bit, chomping at the bit, because I could talk for the next 3 hours about this, but I don't have the time. I got five guests coming up. But here it is. And, you know, last week I didn't even cover an article out of St. Louis where they announced that they're going to use your cell phone, the feds and the state are, in using Missouri as a test state, they're going to use your cell phones, not just transponders that are going to be in the inspection stickers that we barely beat this year in Texas. It would have been law next year, but they're still implementing despite not having a law. But side issue. Well, it's a corollary issue. It runs right alongside it simultaneously. They just calmly announced that we're going to use your cell phone to track you from point to point, and if you're speeding, we're going to give you a ticket. If you're speeding, we're going to mail you a ticket off that cell phone. And then, of course, there was another report out of a Saudi Arabian company, and they're already making it the law in Saudi Arabia, where they are going to use transponders in the stickers and the inspection stickers and the cell phones and radio readers, just different redundant systems, to track everything you do and to tax you, and that's going on here in the United States now being implemented. Now, no one is for this. Literally 99% of people are not for it. But the government just doesn't care. See, I thought it's a government of the people, for the people, by the people. Innocent until proven guilty. Due process. Bush, a few months ago, signed the order that all of your prescriptions, everything you buy, that's prescription, whether it be a prosthesis, whether it be prescription strength, ibuprofen. Everything you do, whether it be herpes medicine or a diaphragm, everything you go, Prozac, Ritalin, whatever, is instantly uploaded to a federal database every time you do it. No pretense of Fourth Amendment. No pretense of privacy, just zero. And I sat here beating my head up against a wall for the 5 years before they implemented. Really 6 years. In 2001, October 1st, 2001, all cell phones in the country by law that were to be sold from that point on are satellite tracked down to 15 feet via cell towers. The cell towers triangulate, and then that's relayed to satellite, and then that's beamed to FEMA databanks that then share that data with local emergency management FEMA command bases that are really federal command bases that have been built all over the country. And I sat there after they passed the law that then was to be implemented in over the next 5-6 years. People would email me, laugh at me, criticize me. I had the law. We posted it. We warned people. And then 3-4 years after it goes into effect, there are articles every single day in USA Today and Associated Press and St. Louis newspaper last week. Oh, guess what? We're going to use your cell phone to track your every movement for your safety. Guess what? We're going to give you tickets with it. Guess what? The government's going to have computers listening to you over your cell phone, but don't worry, you won't be charged minutes for it. And don't try turning your phone off because we can listen even with the phone off. It's designed that way. I mean, we willingly carry bugs around with us everywhere that track exactly where we're at. Not even a pretense of due process or privacy or anything. Meanwhile, the government's making everything they do secret while leaving the borders wide open on top of it. We now have foreign troops by the thousands, Dutch, British, and Mexican, in the New Orleans and surrounding areas. Precedent-setting, again, precedent-setting stuff. Every day, I see conservatively 20 articles. It's more than that. Get a chip. It's good. Get a chip. Implant them. Take them. Only kooks. Now they're starting to say kooks are against it. See, they just kept repeating it millions of times until now we're all just sick of hearing about chips, and now they're adding, no matter how crazy it sounds, oh, weirdos don't like them. I have a couple articles today. Weirdos don't like them. See, now that's already started. Weirdos don't like them. Well, I'm not a weirdo. Missouri may track cell phones for traffic data. Here's the Casper Star Tribune. I've got Missouri on my mind from last week. This is Montana. Can't get my head straight. May track cell phones for traffic data. So it was Missouri last week and Saudi Arabia and Oregon, and now this week it's Montana. It never ends. Stacks of them. Stacks of them. Everything you do to be tracked. Total control, taxation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get silver Liberty dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the silver Liberty dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
St. Louis, I have articles out of Texas, I have articles out of Montana. Headline, Montana may track cell phones for data traffic collection, and it says that every move you make, everything you're doing, will be wirelessly tracked down to exactly where you are and relayed into a state grid to, quote, help other drivers get around traffic and problems. But, of course, that's the Department of Transportation. Then you have the Department of Public Safety. They're going to be using it for law enforcement. And I was just talking to John Harmon during the break, who's answering the phones and running the show, and he said that their big chain of grocery stores up there in Minnesota that suddenly at all the self-checkout lanes, they've put the thumb scanners in. And we've read industry publications. What they say they're going to do is, first they pull out all of the, or most of the service checkout lines, but at some Albertsons and some other stores here in Texas now, there'll be one line with service and there's nobody ever there. They literally have now forced people on. So first they pull out a few of these self-checkout lines. I'm having Freudian slips. I wish they would pull those out. First they pull out a few of these service checkout lines, and then they start pulling out more and more of them until it's all self-serve. Then they say there's fraud. Now again, how did I 8 years ago predict all of this? Because it was in industry trade publications, not a crystal ball, okay? You can go discover the prison they're building for you and your family as well. You can fight it. You just have to get involved and get informed and decide you don't want to be a slave. So then after they've got in the self-service lanes and they phase out the other lanes, then the thumb scanners go in. And they say, oh, you'll get about a 10% discount on food and everything you buy if you thumb scan, if you enroll with us. And that's already begun from upstate New York to certain areas of Texas to Minnesota. The reports are pouring in from London and Berlin and Tokyo. And people are now signing up. They're enrolling. And then the next plan is, as we keep warning people, 2008, they're going to simply say, okay, you've got to enroll in this now because of identity fraud. Meanwhile, most identity fraud is caused by the companies buying and selling and trading huge chunks of consumer data with other companies. That is where the lion's share of identity theft happens, but they're going to convince you with the false data that this will keep you safe. Again, they create the crisis, then offer you the solution, more shackles, more control. John, give us a brief little update on your major food store chain there in Minneapolis-St. Paul with the Loving biometric scanners. What type of scanners?
It's the pay-by-touch scanners. It's a thumb scan. And it...
Speak up for me there, sir.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Okay. Say that again.
Yeah, it's at Cup Foods. You go to the self-checkout lines, and it's called the pay-by-touch service, and it just automatically deducts right out of your bank account.
Are people enjoying that?
I haven't heard anybody sign up for it. They said on the news that they already had 2 million sign-ups, but I don't believe that.
Well, what do you got in Minneapolis-St. Paul? About 3, 4 million people?
Yeah.
And so that would have to be that over half the entire metro area had just instantly signed up.
I guess so, yeah.
In fact, I remember that report about a month ago. I saw a text report. They claimed 2 million had signed up right there in those two cities alone. That's obviously pure bull.
Yeah,
you know, we ought to go up there with a video camera and show no one using it and then go show how the newscasts are a bunch of liars.
I was thinking about doing that and, like, maybe interviewing the manager and getting some more information about it.
Well, if you went and did that, and I'd put it on the website, I'd really appreciate it. But you ought to, and you know what, don't ask. Never ask permission. Just show up with a video camera and then kind of just stand there by the aisles and show no one using it and then talk to people as they leave the store. Then a manager will come up and just tell him that you're doing a project you want a media project and that it is a project and that you want to talk to him. And maybe he'll talk to you, but so you've been going to the grocery store. How long have these thumb scanners been in?
I just noticed it in the past week, actually, so they're fairly new.
But you were there in line, and you didn't see people using it?
Nope, not one person.
Let me guess. There are 10 self-checkout lanes and two service lanes left, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, let me keep guessing here. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1 month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have the InfoWar, because there's a war on for your mind attempting to stop these private corporate corrupt interests from turning our planet into a prison, hence PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up, more on the impending indictments of some of the crime bosses up there in the White House. We've got a little clip here. Crystal again, for the second week in a row, this time elaborating even more. Rove and Libby may be indicted. So we'll play that clip here in a second. Just finishing up what I was talking about earlier. It's not my opinion. I've been to the biometric conferences. They come right here to Austin all the time. I have been reading their industry publications for a decade. It's going to be hooked into the RFID like a huge wireless Google network. Everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you do, instantly uploaded to a database that the government and corporations have access to. It's going to cause incredible identity theft. Again, most identity theft are large corporate transfers and sales of data. That's where most of it is happening. And it's a nightmare. So I have mainstream news articles from the Associated Press, Casper Star Tribune, you name it here, where every cell phone action you're doing is being tracked. You're being tracked down the road by your cell phone, being triangulated through local FEMA bases. The thumb scanners are going in the grocery stores everywhere. They're going to force you onto these. We'll be talking to John Harmon, who's running the board right now, coming up the next hour for a few minutes, finish up his story. You know, now the big grocery stores in Minneapolis-St. Paul, they phase out the service checkout lanes. Everybody's still trying to go to the one or two service lanes they've got, and then they just phase those out completely. That's now happening in Austin, and you don't have a choice. You've got to use self-serve, and then, oh, you got a thumb scan. That's the next step. Why do they want this so badly? We'll explain it. Very dangerous. I mean, you talk about an Orwellian situation, this is it. And both parties are behind it, big corporations are behind it, and they got a lot of peaceniks going, this will cause a global era of peace, we'll all love each other after this happens, and a lot of well-meaning people believe this will end all crime, but what it'll do is bring in an era of tyranny, the likes of which the globe has never seen. Can you imagine Hitler if he had these type of mechanisms? You build a government big enough to give you anything you want, it's big enough to take it all away. All right, I am digressing. It's just that this is all coming to pass now. Everything we read in industry publications a decade ago is now happening, and it is slavery. For the next 45 minutes or so, I'm really honored to be joined by an individual who we've had on several times before. I had a chance to interview him for a documentary that I've got coming out soon, as well as many of you have already seen it on the TV show or at PrisonPlanet.tv, former high-level CIA analyst in the Reagan and Bush 41 administrations, and, of course, that's Ray McGovern. He's been an outspoken critic of the faulty, well, I shouldn't call it faulty, the lies, the manufactured intelligence to go to war, and many other issues. And then, of course, Jeff Norman, executive director of U.S. Tour of Duty. He's been organizing all over the country to have speeches and expose this and have rallies. And Jeff, of course, was grabbed by Rumsfeld's goons for asking the God a question at a press conference. And then, of course, we are also joined by Gold Star mom, Nadia McCaffrey, who is, of course, with us under sad circumstances, but at least she is bringing good out of the bad, trying to save other people's sons and daughters. Her son was killed in, as part of this whole action that's going on over in the Middle East and Central Asia. So to all three of you, thank you for coming on. I first want to go to Ray McGovern. Ray, you're here in Austin right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm glad to be with you, Alex.
You bet. Now, obviously, with three of you on here, we've got to kind of crystallize the information you're bringing forward. But why are you here? Why are you here in Austin?
Well, this evening we're speaking at the LBJ Center for Public Policy at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a discussion with those who are in general support of the war and those of us who think that the war was misguided from the outset and that we ought to figure out ways to get out.
Who are they going to have up against you?
I'm not sure, Alex. Jeff would be the expert on that. I understand it's a professor that may have spent some recent time in Iraq.
Well, I got a chance to hear one of their professors. We actually went to one of their meetings a few months ago, and he was calling for putting all Arabs in America in concentration camps. That was his term, and he called for a new world order and to really strike at them at another one of these little LBJ functions. Let's bring Jeff Norman in, then we'll bring in, of course, Nadia. Jeff, you guys are here in Austin, and this isn't your first trip here to Austin. We've been, of course, have been visited by Mr. McGovern in the last few months as well. Why are you guys here in Austin?
Well, we're here to tell the truth and get the information out there that is otherwise being ignored or distorted. And you're right, we were here in August while Cindy Sheehan was down in Crawford, and the enthusiasm was so great that we came back this soon. And I can clarify who is on the program tonight, if you'd like.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Okay, the two, Nadia and Ray will be speaking against the war, and the two people who are in favor of the war, one is Trampas Crow, who is a graduate student, actually, at the LBJ school, and he is also an Iraq veteran. And the other person who will be embracing the U.S. occupation of Iraq and trying to defend it is Sarah Binion, and she's an adjunct professor at Austin Community College specializing in international relations. And that starts at 7 o'clock tonight. And I've been encouraged to point out that the parking is free, because sometimes that's difficult at the school, I understand. In the particular area we are, it is free and easy, and the admission is free also.
Well, they've actually got a gigantic parking lot. I've been there probably 25 times. Let's go to Nadia McCaffrey. Nadia, thank you for coming on with us. Why are you here in Austin?
Good morning. Glad to be here. I am here for the same purpose. I mean, I need to pass on the truth, especially since I did the trip last year to the Middle East with the peace delegation comprised of five parents who had lost a son in Iraq. We needed to see the situation for ourselves, and we did. So after what we saw, we need to bring the truth back, and we need to speak out clearly, loudly.
Ray McGovern, every new excuse or new package or raft of lies and propaganda that has been launched by the neocons in the last 4 or 5 years, it's all been proven to be patented, manufactured lies, premeditated lies, not accidental lies. I'm surprised they can even find people, though these two, Trampas Crow and this other person, you know, don't sound like their credentials stand up against the credentials, obviously, of a mother who lost her son, and Jeff Norman, and of course yourself, high-level CIA analyst. I mean, frankly, aren't they losing the war because no matter how many Fox News channels they have, we have the truth?
Well, Alex, it is true that there has been a sea change over the last several months, and we now have polls indicating that as many as two-thirds of the American people think the war is a bad idea. The question is how to have a respectful discussion on these issues with people coming at it from different viewpoints. And what I hope we model this evening is precisely that, a chance to show that the people from different perspectives can address these issues in a civil way, unlike what you'll hear on a lot of the radio these days, and address them in a concerted way so that people can see what the options are. In other words, should we, quote, stay the course, end quote, we'll have to see how those folks defend that course. And should we withdraw? Well, that also is a very easy course of action. And so how would we go about withdrawing, and what are the equities there? So these are the discussions that have to happen, and I'm just delighted that they're happening this evening, and I hope it will be an enlightening experience for those people from whichever perspective they come.
Now, I mean, let's be specific about this. We're in Iraq. They're talking about being there for decades. This is an endless war on terror. Meanwhile, the borders are wide open, which just shows what a complete fraud any of these statements are. Nadia, let's be specific. Let's personalize this. We know it's personal for you, and it's personal for all Americans, you know, who don't want to be involved in a war of aggression, a unprovoked war of profiteering. Specifically, tell us about your son and what happened to him.
Well, my son is not just my son. In other words, I'm not speaking on the behalf of my son alone here. I'm speaking on many other soldiers who are still today in Iraq and others who have come back, for example, from his unit. They share the way I feel, and they also think that we shouldn't be in Iraq. My son was betrayed, I feel, by his government because he trusted what he was told when he left. He was a National Guard to start with, and he enlisted after 9/11, wanting to make a difference, to help out people within the country. He didn't want anything like 9/11 to happen again, and he wanted to be here to help. Instead, he was deployed to Iraq, he was killed, and he was the first National Guard to be killed from California from his unit in 58 years.
Wow, that's quite an interesting distinction. Yes. How long was your son there, and if I may ask, how did he pass?
He was there a very short time. He was deployed at the end of March. He arrived in Iraq at the first or second week of April, I think it was the beginning of the second week, He was killed June 22nd, 2005, in 2004, I'm sorry, in Balad, Iraq. He was ambushed. Matter of fact, he was killed by the very soldier he was training to become part of the new Iraqi army.
You say he was killed by the very soldiers he was training, or was it friendly fire?
Yes. No, no, it was not friendly fire. They were Iraqi men that he was training that turned on American soldier. It was nothing to do with friendly fire.
Oh, I understand. You're saying it was a sneak attack or spies?
It was hostile, definitely, and it's considered to be a so-called insurgent. A third sniper arrived on the scene and fire at the three of them, but especially Patrick. Because this is
what we hear from the armchair quarterback neocons that literally swill beer and eat pizza and watch the war coverage. I mean, they actually get off on it. I talked to several liquor store owners. They said that on the eve of the war, they sold record amounts of wine and other spirits. So this is like a new gladiatorial entertainment for them. But I hear them say, hey, since they killed your son, we need to kill more of them. But what they don't understand is what all the analysts have been saying. The more we go in there and bully people and bomb things, the more resistance is formed. It's an endless meat grinder. Meanwhile, what, only one member of Congress has a son that's ever been to Iraq? Ray McGovern, can you comment on that?
Yeah, this is a main part of the problem, Alex. I was talking to an audience outside of Milwaukee at a very posh suburb, and one well-heeled gentleman came up and said, what's your problem? There are only four or five soldiers dying every week, and we do need the oil, don't we? You have to admit that that's a very small price to pay for the oil we need. I could hardly believe my ears, because I dare say many Americans subconsciously are thinking these thoughts, but here was a fellow articulating it.
Ray, I got to stop you. They say it every day on neocon radio. They say, yeah, it's about oil, so what? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I said to him, I said, now suppose your son was one of those five that were killed last week. You know, Alex, he looked at me, it was clear that he had never even thought that thought before. And he dismissed it. He said, well, it wouldn't be my son. And it wouldn't be his son. And that is a huge part of the problem.
So zero empathy. And then even when you forced him to consciously look at it, he still had no empathy and just said, no, not my son.
No, it's, you know, it's the kids from the farms, kids from the inner city. Those kids are expendable. My son wouldn't have to go to Iraq. And
well, we need to, you know, I mean, I know Rangel and others, we've had him on, have said, yeah, that's why we need to draft all the rich kids. Look, they're never going to write the law where it happens to their kids. Or they're going to be, you know, at the managing the PX 500 miles from any combat.
Well, if we spread the truth around, Alex, and you're a big help in this, we can educate folks to realize that they've been had and that this war has nothing to do with democracy or freedom or defending, quote, our way of life. What it has to do with is enriching the pockets of the folks that support this administration and enabling us to try to exert our power throughout the world, particularly in the Middle East.
But Ray McGovern, I had Congressman Ron Paul on last Thursday.
A good man.
And the congressman, I said, why does Bush want martial law here in America? I said, you know, why are we in Iraq? Why is all this happening? And Ron Paul, we have a transcript of it on PrisonPlanet.com, but the interview's there as well. He said Bush is trying to take over and set up martial law. He said Bush, and Ron Paul's been on this show over two dozen times. He's never talked like this. He said the evidence is clear. He's trying to set up a dictatorship. Your comments on that?
Well, it does seem as though the folks that have his ear are hell-bent on giving a wider purview, wider responsibilities to our military. Witness what they're talking about now and giving the military primary responsibility for catastrophes, for hurricanes and so forth. The military has been built up as an instrument of power by these folks that has never existed in its potency, this kind of potency, before. And so I think we all need to look at this, because there are laws against using the military in law enforcement capacities, and we need to get to our congressmen and senators and say, look, enough of this stuff. Bring the National Guard home, have the National Guard do these duties under the supervision of the governors, and don't let the U.S. military take over the security functions of this country, because that's not what it was invented to do.
Well, it's every classical sign of a dictatorship. pushing national ID cards, putting cameras up everywhere, getting rid of any due process, secret arrest of citizens. They don't need to get rid of Posse Comitatus to use the regular army in a disaster. And then what the training of the domestic troops, I've been to these training ops, sir. It is for domestic takeover. I mean, this is really bone-chilling, but I see both parties involved.
Well, Alex, the real rub here is, were there to be another huge, quote, terrorist event, end quote, we have Tommy Franks, the general, saying that if this happened, the military would certainly impose martial law and bye-bye democracy. So we have to be careful. And if somebody does this kind of provocation, big, violent explosions of some kind, we have to not take the word of the masters there in Washington that this was some terrorist event, because it could well be a provocation allowing them, or seemingly to allow them.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right. Time waits for no man. I apologize about that break cutting off what Ray McGovern was saying. Ray, we brought up martial law. I mean, Tommy Franks puts up the trial balloon. Oh, it's too bad. One more attack. Military government keeps you safe. And every day, articles about, maybe this will keep us safe. Has nothing, I mean, all these scientists and doctors have said that if there's some type of bio attack, martial law will do nothing. None of the money's going towards actual first responders or medical teams. It's all about an excuse to take over. And you were saying that if there is some attack, while the indictments are going on, I would add, some convenient attack, we've got to ask where that's coming from. Please continue and finish up what you were saying, Ray.
Well, we just got to be very careful not to be taken in. If things get even worse than they are now, and they are going to get worse, and the administration considers that it's going to be necessary to rally the people behind the flag again, so to speak, I would not put past them playing fast and loose with these color code type things, with these provocations, real or imagined.
Well, Bloomberg just got caught with the fake terror alert with the hoax.
That's right, up in New York. So we just have to be alert as citizens and not take not take what the government dishes out as gospel.
Well, Ray, the sources we trust that in the past we found out to be very accurate. One of them, Ron Paul, others in the White House, around the White House, Capitol Hill Blue, and others say that Bush is throwing fits, screaming and yelling. That there's actual disintegration going on in there right now. That they're panicked for the last month, but at the same time I get the intel that they're still as arrogant as ever, just pushing their whole agenda as things start to crumble out from under them. And Ron Paul said that it's clear that they are delusional and mentally ill right now.
Well, they've been delusional all along. I think the best outcome would be for the president to take his bike out there in Maryland just to ride around for the next month or two. And let Fitzgerald come back with the indictments and see what the administration, how they'll cope with that, because it's going to get pretty intense pretty soon. And when you talk about Rove and Libby, well, Rove is simply the president and Libby is simply the vice president. And these things go a lot higher because they have to do with the lies used to justify this war.
But to be specific, you're always, and others back in the 80s and early 90s called them the crazies at the Pentagon in their kind of walled, sequestered romper room. But, I mean, now we have Ron Paul calling them delusional.
Yeah. So the only hope really here is Patrick Fitzgerald and his integrity, and it looks like he's got lots of it, which is a rare commodity in Washington. The indictments are going to come down, and they're going to touch the president and the vice president specifically. Why? Well, because this whole war was built on a forgery. On a forgery that said Iraq was seeking uranium in Niger, and that was used to justify this mushroom cloud scare. Now, who did the forgery? Alex, who did the forgery? Why is it that Senator Pat Roberts, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, refused to investigate who did the forgery? Well, you know who did it? My best guess is that it was done at home here by folks very willing to do this kind of task for the likes of Louis Libby and his boss, Vice President Cheney.
Have they bitten off more than they can chew, Ray, in the intelligence community that's sick of lying for them?
Well, they have, and it depends on us to hold them to it, because if we're not educated and if we're not strong and have the courage of our convictions, they'll get away with it once again.
All right, we're going to come back. It was just a 60-second break. We got a short segment coming up. I want to go to Nadia McCaffrey, who lost her son in Iraq. First National Guardsman in over 50 years from the state of California to die. He was the first of many, unfortunately. We'll come back. She's got some very interesting points she wants to make.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.